Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
Okay, for my Christmas show and tell, I brought something that's truly full of magic and wonder.
How lovely, Carl. You brought a bag of... what is it?
Okay, well, last Christmas Eve, I put out a plate of cheese nibs for Santa, right? And the next morning, this was all that was left. Behold, the magic of Santa!
Excuse me, Carl, but how do you know your parents didn't eat the cheese nibs?
My parents are on a high-fiber, low-cheese nib diet.
Miss Fowle, can we have some clarity on this very nebulous and highly speculative issue of Santa Claus?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tooncast Beyond. This is 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas, Day 10. I'm, of course, TF2 and Mike joining me again, and hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more this time around, seeing as how Space Ghost, he's kind of boring. So we've got TV's Mr. Neil.
He wasn't boring, it just wasn't anything to say.
Yeah. I know on some of these podcasts, people are just going to either not even listen, not even download. If they do download it after about 30 seconds in, they're just going to friggin' delete it, because... I'm trying something different. When you try something different, folks, you don't always know. You can prepare all you want, but you don't always know how the hell it's going to end up turning out. But anyway, today we've got Holly Jolly Jimmy. We can tell.
I think that's all I need to say.
We can tell you are so enthused about this.
Oh, yeah.
So Tooncast Classic ran from 2009 to 2011. Tooncast Beyond has been running from 2011 to now. So this show's been on the air for 5 years at this point. And all that time, we have never covered Jimmy Neutron in any way, shape, or form. I've known about the series only because a turtle is, you know, fat kid named Carl. And the reason why I can make a fat joke about Carl, folks, is because I'm also fat. So just... I know, but you got Rob Paulsen as Carl, you got Debbie Derryberry as Jimmy, and a bunch of other people as well. But this one, this actually has a plot. It's a very standard, one person believes, the other, you know, everybody else in the world believes, but one person doesn't kind of thing. And we've seen this, we will see this forever, because that's always your standard Santa Claus plot, right? Yeah.
And I think we've seen the story before where something happens to Santa and the main character of the cartoon has to deliver the presents for him.
Oh, yeah.
I could swear I've seen this at least a dozen times.
That was part of the whole basis of Phineas and Ferb Christmas Vacation.
And it's also the Johnny Bravo Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we covered that already.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Johnny. Oh, dang. Since we've never talked about Jimmy Neutron ever in this podcast, what is your overall history with this show? I can kind of tell you're not really that enthused on this one.
It's okay. This isn't like a really good episode, I don't think.
Yeah.
There are better episodes. There were a few crossovers with Fairly Odd Parents, and unlike Ben, I actually think that the Fairly Odd Parents segments were better. Jimmy Neutron is just, I don't know, not a very good version of Dexter's Lab, I suppose. It's kind of the same premise, really.
Well, nobody's trying to bust into his lab.
I know, he doesn't have the annoying sister, but he has the annoying...
friends.
Love interest, sort of.
Yeah, Libby, yeah. I like this. I think it's fun, it's interesting. As I said, it's your standard, one kid doesn't believe in Santa Claus, and it's that brainy kid that just refuses. And, you know, as the episode goes along, as the plot moves along, Jimmy, as you said, does do something, you know, that eventually puts Santa in a sling for a while, and Jimmy has to be the one to take care of the presents and everything else. And I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was kind of interesting. I like the characters a lot. I love the character reactions between Sheen and Carl and Jimmy. I thought those were all really good. The mom and dad plot, that's what makes this thing boring for me.
They do kind of ruin the pacing.
The pacing is out the flipping window. I mean, who the hell's going to come up with a holiday named Puel?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. What in the sang? Boy. That just... Yeah, the mom and dad thing was a little off. But other than that, I really did enjoy the Holly Jolly Jimmy. And I swear I've heard that Santa voice before.
You mean when he came in and had to deliver presents at the speed of light? Or should we say ludicrous speed?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Santa was Jewish. How about that?
Oh, you hoida me?
Merchandising.
You know what the sad thing about this is? And I did not do this on purpose, folks. I am currently wearing my RippedApparel.com Spaceballs 2 The Search for More Money t-shirt as we're talking about this. But yes, Mel Brooks is the voice of the Santa Claus here. And oh, it was so cool. It was so fun. And it turns out Jimmy was on the naughty list the whole damn time. That's why Santa never came to his house.
They tried to blow up the earth a couple times.
Yeah. Well, you try to blow up the earth a few times, you're going to end up on Santa's naughty list, you know. So, again, I thought it was fun. Like I said, I like the characters. I don't know if Jimmy Neutron is a series that we'll cover in the future on Tooncast Beyond, and obviously I'm going to have to find a diehard Jimmy Neutron fan, because, let's face it, Neil is so not that.
See you later.
Hey, can't get out of here that much. We got Rocco coming up next. So... Holly Jolly Jimmy, I did enjoy it for what it is, but again, it's a plot that I've seen before, almost a little too much, and as you kind of said, some other cartoons have done it a little bit better. But it was overall a decent cartoon. It wasn't bad. It didn't make me want to gouge my eyes out like a scooter for Yaxmas. At least this time I didn't throw up on that one. So... All right, folks, tune in tomorrow when we go have a modern Christmas with Rocco. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com, and on Twitter, Peelin Bailey. Yes.
See, he said it first today, folks, so that way I couldn't make my bathroom joke.
That's right.
I'm, of course, at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond for the show, at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope everyone's having a happy holiday season. And as I've said in the last couple of days, this special will get better. And next year, folks, oh boy. We're going to be smurfing the hell out of some chipmunks at Evergreen Terrace next year, folks. So, you know, tune in tomorrow for Rocco's Modern Christmas.
Santa, you did it! That was amazing!
Oh, that was easy. All I did was realign the quantum overthrow.
To compensate for the hyperspatial inversion!
Bingo! Well, Jimmy, maybe I'll see you next year. Stay away from fried foods and have a very Merry Christmas.